Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. I begin this morning by sharing a verse from Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 3:9. For we are co-workers in God's service. Now, please relax, sip your favorite, and listen to a feel-good story about a community coming together for a life well-lived. As you get close to the causeway to Edisto Island Beach, if you are looking, you will see a medium-sized weathered sign, letters in pink, advertising George and Pink's Vegetables. It sits on the corner of the two-lane main and only road to the beach, and a dirt road which over the years has gotten a bit wider than it was 40 years ago when the sign was raised. But the road itself is worth driving down. The limbs of the ancient oaks meet high above the road like a beautiful tunnel. The patterns of sunlight filtering through the huge limbs seem to move and dance on the sandy road. If you are one of the 2,301 full-time residents of the island, the words George and Pink's is a landmark known to all. If you're looking for a place, a road, a residence, you might get an answer like, oh, that's about a mile from George and Pink's going to the beach on the right. Of course, you might expect that response from the locals, but you are likely going to get the same response from one of the many folks who have returned every year for vacation in the last 40 years since the sign went up. There is one grocery on the island, but everyone who knows anything and wants fresh tomatoes, peaches, corn, squash, buys at Pink's. To know where George and Pink's Market is to be known by Pink. Our family has been buying vegetables and pies at Pink's for as long as they have had their business. She may not know all the names, but she remembers all the faces. I have never seen her without a welcoming smile and some comment that reminds you that she remembers you. And you never leave her little business without a blessing. Have a blessed day with a sincerity you know is real. There you feel like you have come home. There are several signed pictures of past South Carolina governors posted and notices of community activities and always copies of My Daily Bread for the taking. George, Pink's 90-year-old father, Pink and Pink's brother, have a reputation as pillars of the Edisto Island community, which includes the tourists who visit annually. They are known as lifelong members of the New First Missionary Baptist Church and for giving their support or help to the other island churches. According to their pastor, they have always given so much of themselves to the community. Pink's family are descendants of slaves on Bleak Island Plantation, one of several on the island in the 1700s and 1800s. The Brown family have owned the property for their 7-acre farm, vegetable stand, and home for 3 generations. But in 2019, a fire destroyed their 100-year-old family home, and they were left to move in with relatives because there was no insurance and they didn't have the resources to rebuild. So, the community, including not only the residents, but the many annual tourists, set their minds to rebuild a home for the Brown family. Volunteers, including building contractors, gifted their skills, and a GoFund account raised over $200,000 of the $190,000 needed goal to build the home, which is now almost complete. I share this with all of you because it touched me that a small community of people have come together to help and support a family that have touched so many lives over the years. They are important to those who live there and visit there. The tradition of George and Pink's will not be lost. Community is so important, and sometimes we don't realize how much we all need it until we find ourselves in a difficult time. The early churches were small communities meeting in homes, learning to love others by helping to meet the needs of each other and those around them. If you are a person listening who shares in the community of TNC, you have discovered such a place. I know there are some listening who live in other states and other locations. I hope that each of you have found a community where you are loved and accepted in your own specialness and encouraged to examine how Jesus' teaching works in our lives and this world today. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we are co-workers with you, and so we pray for your help to live our lives as you have taught us to do, to live our lives well, being kind and supportive to each other in times of need and times of joy. You have made us such that we all need community. So for those who are searching, Lord, please lead them. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.